Yes, it was. As you say, they were 10 points down, actually after 10 minutes, believe it or not. But they did get a couple of tries before half time. But they, at one stage, they had scored their 32 unanswered points. And Malahide then had a sort of a catch-up try near the end, 32-17. But from Oman's point of view, maximum points of 5. And after disappointment the week before, after losing to Ballina in the last minute, they still have 6 points sitting in mid-table. And certainly, again, I was very impressed yesterday. A few newcomers to the team, but it was some of the old hands who came good at the time. The third try actually was a try I think Joe Smith would have been very proud of. It was off the top line out about the halfway line, and Stuart McCain, who had moved into scrum half, he started in the centre, but young Beattie got injured and he then went into the number 9 spot. He then broke wide, and the winger, Mitchell, he just came on the inside, took a nice little flick pass, and he ran 50 metres untouched under the post. And I think that just summed up, you know, the sort of back play that Oma were capable of. It was certainly, you could say, Malahide started off. They're a big physical team as well, and there wasn't that much in it. But eventually, Oma wore them down, and they will have been delighted with that result.
Also, Alec, City of Derry, they went to Bruff, and well, it was Bruff who came away with the victory, 45-15.
Yeah, but half time, I'm led to believe it was 15-10. But honestly, what I had been saying to you before, that the enthusiasm of the Derry side, especially in the first game that we won, was good. But this Bruff side is quite a big physical side. Now, they struggled quite a bit last year. They finished second bottom. But in the second half, I'm led to believe that the power of their forwards was just too much. And that really is one of the worries for City of Derry this year. There's some very talented backs, but you know, when the weather gets worse and you get heavy grounds and you're up against big, heavy physical packs who just do the line-outs and the scrums well, I should have added that that was the strength of Oma. Oma yesterday had a solid scrum from the word go. Their line-out was absolutely supreme. And whenever you have the two set pieces going well, it makes life a lot easier. But from Derry's point of view, it'll be interesting. They're home next week to Sea Point. They've lost both games as well. So, you know, there's an opportunity there for City of Derry tomorrow. You don't know what these teams are like and whether they're physical enough, but certainly that result yesterday is a wee bit of a wake-up call for City of Derry to realise that, you know, the league that they've dropped down into now, it's not going to be much easier than it was last year.
In the AL2B, Rainey 12, Wanderers 26, their defeat for Rainey.
Wanderers were one of the big teams in the 60s and 70s. There used to be a story, was if you were good enough to make the Wanderers team, you made the Leinster team, and the chances are you'd have played for Ireland. But sadly, those days are gone, and Wanderers have just had to regroup and come back. But, you know, they'll be happy I haven't travelled up to Maharafelt, because it's not the easiest place to play. And Rainey will be a wee bit disappointed that they didn't even get a losing bonus point for that one.
Okay, Alec, also looking at Rugby Championship 1, CIYMS 29, Coleraine 36. It was a victory for the Northwest side.
Yeah, that was a good result for Coleraine, because it's been well documented that there's a problem at Coleraine with referees, and they tend to have, at the moment, they have to play all their games away. And they go up to CI and they won that one 36-29, because they've had a couple of games that weren't played. They will be very pleased with that one, you know, and certainly a big high-scoring game, and must have been a good game to watch.
Also in the Rugby Championship 2, victory for Limavady. They found the form once again, 48 to Randallstown's 8 points. Limavady at home, of course, as well yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, Limavady, to be honest, are the junior team of the season at the moment, unbeaten. That's now 5 league games where they have won, and I think in all but about one of them, they have scored over nearly 50 points in every game. I mean, yesterday, this was a table topper, because Randallstown were lying in second, unbeaten, and, you know, for Limavady to beat them with that scoreline, 48-8, outscoring it by 8 tries to 1, is absolutely tremendous. And as I said, they're unbeaten in the league. They're also through to the quarter final of the Junior Cup. So it's been a tremendous season. And Graham Eastwood, their coach who's taken over this season, has done a tremendous job. I was talking to their director, Robbie Herbie Parkhill, this morning, and he was telling me that, you know, things are really buoyant. The team are flying, and the confidence is great. And it's great to see Limavady, who, you know, coming back. And certainly, that record at the moment puts them well at the top of anything, you know, that has been achieved this season.
Look, Strabane in Rugby Championship 3, they had a good victory last week. They were defeated away to Monaghan. The Belfast High School, they defeated Letterkenny 39-21, and Monaghan against Strabane was 29-8 yesterday as well, Ali.
Yes, I mean, Belfast High School, you know, Letterkenny did well, actually, to do so well against the Belfast High School. They were outscored 6-3, but nevertheless, that is a place that nobody really likes to go to. Strabane, that was their fifth game. They'd won the first four in the trot, but Monaghan, looking at their results this year, Monaghan look to have a very, very strong team. I mean, they've been beating good sides, and certainly, you know, down there, Monaghan's a very, very difficult place to play. I remember being down there a few times with Letterkenny, and they have a great support in the town, and, you know, rugby flourishes, and of course their old boy Tommy Bowe, of course they always mention that every time they're there. But Strabane 29-8, you know, they must have been convincingly beaten if that was the case. And as you say, they were also in Newry beat Virginia by 31-14. Virginia still struggling a wee bit, but Newry again going down there is quite a difficult game.
Sorry,
I should ask as well, Parik. Maybe you know that, but in the Rugby Regional West,
yeah, we're just going.
Strabane seconds, they made up for the first loss. They had a home game and they beat Cookstown by 14-5. And Derry thirds, they got through against Inishowen by 17-13, and what I believe was a very close game.
And Enniskillen taking on Donegal Town. It was Enniskillen who had the victory at home, 34-5 there as well. And that also, Alec, as we turn our attention to the Pro 14, well, Ulster once again, look, they started off the season fairly bright, couple of victories, but they were at the sword once again. They got beat by Connacht, 22-15 at home.
Yeah, I was at that game, Parik. It was hard watching, and to be honest with you, no more than the Westerners deserved. I mean, yeah, you could say that the red card at the start of the second half against Matty Ray was a bit harsh. In fact, you know, when you saw it, it looked worse than it was because of the way the Connacht player fell, because both guys went up in the air. Yes, maybe you had an argument for a yellow card, but I think it'll be interesting to see just what the committee that sort of look into the red cards do in that one. But having said that, that doesn't necessarily take away from the Ulster performance. It was pretty woeful, to be honest. I thought, having watched the game, the Munster game, that things couldn't get any better. But it's the amount of injuries that Ulster seem to have. And, you know, I was chatting to a few guys I used to play against, and they were just saying that, you know, Leicester watching that game, because Leicester, as you know, come to the Kingspan next Saturday at 5:30 in the Champions Cup. Well, the Leinster forwards must have been loving the way the Ulster scrum was absolutely humiliated against Connacht. I felt really sorry for Rory Best in his comeback game, because he really had no support whatsoever. I don't take away from any of the players, you know, who were on the pitch. I mean, that was the best that they could put out. There's four international props who Ulster have signed, and they hardly think any of them have played any game time this year. And it's just amazing, the injuries. And I mentioned this to Chris yesterday. I was coming out from my cup of tea from the press room at half time, and I just started to count. There was 15 internationals standing with their suits on, and I'm saying to myself, I thought this was a squad. I mean, they have so many injuries to a team at this stage of the season. You know, you have to question, are the training tactics right? Are these guys as badly hurt as they were? Because it seems that they just, every week there's 2-3 injuries, and really the young boys coming through can't be expected to do much more. But Connacht, on the other hand, were totally committed. The game was really tight as far as the scoreline was before Ulster decided to do a wraparound, and Bundy Alley read it perfectly and ran off for the 7 points. And then young Timoney, he got a very good score towards the end. But really, at the end of the day, Ulster getting a losing bonus point was probably more than they deserved. But certainly, I just fear for next week at the Kingspan, because unless they've got a lot more players coming back quickly, Leicester are going to be very, very strong. And certainly the Ulster scrum, if it's as weak as it was on Friday night, it could be quite embarrassing.
And finally, Leinster continue their fine form, beating Munster 30-22, Ali. Good performance there from Leinster.
Good performance, but a super game. I watched it last night, and, you know, the scoreline 30-22. In fact, I would say that Leo Cullen, after the game when he was interviewed, he said, "I'm quite a relieved man because there was only 8 points in it, but I mean, Munster at times had great control." And I was sort of sitting watching it last night and thinking, in 3 weeks' time, these guys will all be training together and having a cup of tea and a beer together. But you wouldn't have thought it last night, because a lot of them realised that, you know, this was probably a good opportunity to show to Joe Smith what they were capable of in an inter-pro game, because he's going to be naming the squad for the Autumn Internationals. Great to see Sean O'Brien back, because he's had so many horrific injuries. And I was reading an article during the week, and he said, you know, yes, there's a lot of good back row forwards in Ireland, he says, but I'm not finished yet. And great to see that he still, after so many injuries, still has that appetite to come back. And a fit Sean O'Brien will be very difficult to leave out of any Irish team.